From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A White House official says President Trump plans to approve the release of a classified memo alleging top U.S. law enforcement officials were biased against the president. The official said it would likely be released without anything edited out. President Trump is at odds with both the FBI and the Justice Department over whether to make that memo public. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice tells VOA this is unprecedented.
The way it's supposed to work is this. When a memo is issued to the public, what you're supposed to do is to take it to the organizations that had intelligence in it. So it could be the Bureau, it could be CIA, it could be NSA, it could be DOD, somebody, to make sure that there's nothing in there that could actually be tracked backward, that could actually hurt the United States.
Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation into Moscow influence in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is affected by political bias. Pakistan's defense minister is expressing concern about a White House statement saying the U.S. military has been given authority to eliminate militant safe havens in Pakistan. White House statement came in an email on President Trump's foreign policy accomplishments. Joint Staff Director, Marine Colonel, Marine Lieutenant General, that is, Kenneth McKenzie, says the U.S. military does not contemplate military operations inside of Pakistan. United States expressing concern that Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga's self-inauguration and rejected actions that undermine Kenya's constitution. Odinga took the oath of president as a mock inauguration on January the 30th. This is VOA News. A U.S.